It's the Metal Show with Gully and Joe, and this week we are back. I have relocated to a new place where there is a fridge right by my microphone.
Brace yourself, ladies. The love pad.
It's on the go.
It's in full action.
Yes. So this week we're going to get on with Slayer, and we needed a nice easy one to get back into it because, things and stuff got in the way. Christ Illusion, it's the 10th album by Slayer, come out August 8th, 2006. I just have to say, this without doubt is the worst cover of any Slayer album ever.
I'm trying to think if I agree with that or not. I'm just go for
fucking terrible.
The Well Painted Blood one won't much to write home about, if I'm right.
Yeah, but this is just a fucking piece of shit.
What about Undisputed Attitude?
At least
what about Divine Intervention for that one?
No. Divine Intervention was fucking awesome. I had a t-shirt of that. Yeah. That looked cool. Christ Illusion's fucking terrible.
Got that as well.
I always get Divine Intervention mixed up with the live video that came afterwards
with the man doing the upside. Well,
you had the hand one, or you had the Jesus one, but the hand one was in this country, wasn't it? And because they couldn't put the Jesus one or something like that.
No. Let me explain. The Jesus one was the original one.
And when it came out, you had another cover on top of it. Mm. So it was a white cover with Slayer. So it looked like someone had cut the Slayer logo out. And you could kind of see bits of the cover underneath. And then when you... in fact, look, I've got a copy right here. It's like
Metal Blue Peter.
It is.
So, let me see myself. So, right.
Fuck's sake.
Hold on. Right, you see me. Right, so there's the album, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When you bought the album, you had that.
Mm.
So you went like that and took it out, and there it was.
So, hey.
And the one with the hands came out a couple of years later.
Yeah,
with an extra track. I think he got a DVD of it as well. Not sure. I never got that one.
I've seen someone's got a tattoo of it, the hand bit on their arm. It's just a really bad tattoo.
There was a track that was meant to be on this album, and they ran out of time and never completed it, so they reissued it a few years later with that track intact.
Ah. I probably heard this when it came out, because it's Slayer. It was a weird one to digest then, and even more so now. At times, so that probably sets the tone a little bit for my thoughts on it. But that's when I heard it, when it came out. I got it.
Yeah, I was there the day it came out. There was a HMV literally round the corner from where I worked. I could leave my building and be in HMV in seconds.
Nice.
And no, it wasn't nice at all because
you were poor.
I used to spend a fucking fortune in there. I used to spend my wages before I'd even earn them. I was there on release day of Christ Illusion. I remember seeing that original cover with the thing over the top thinking, what the fuck they done there? But then getting it home and seeing what they'd actually done. Apparently it caused a lot of controversy. I don't think it did. I think they did it and just said it was. This is, I suppose we'll get into it as we go through each song. I don't want to give any spoilers away.
Yeah. I didn't like either the hand or the other one. I just thought it looked a bit like, I don't know, it just looked like a child had painted it. But let's start off with the first one. Fleshstorm, whiny intro. Slayer kicks in, Lombardo smashing the fuck out of the kit. What's wrong with the sound quality though? Sounds distant. The solos are a bit weird. Like, this is weird. It's Slayer, but it's like little Slayer. It's like still sounds like them, and probably if it was a fucking little loaf of bread, it would taste like fucking what a Slayer loaf would taste like. I don't know, something seems off from the start from this one, and I get lost in it, and I'm just not feeling it. For the first track on a Slayer album, it's like, it's normally impact, and here I'm just like, why does it sound weird? And it's the tuning, and that's the problem with this album, I think, from the start. It's just tuned weirdly, and dropped D's, and fucking all sorts of kind of shit. Then they're normally tuned higher up, And it kind of makes it sound a little bit slow, the first one, because of that.
Yeah, I remember getting I was really hyped up for this album. I was really looking forward to it when it came out. God Hates Us All is my Slayer album, and by that, regular listeners will know what I mean by that by now, but if you are new to the show, welcome aboard.
Hi.
When I say that was my album, it was the first new album that you got. So you might be getting into a band at whatever stage, but the next new album to come out, so you've checked this one out, you checked this one out, you're a fan, and then whatever the next new album comes out, that's your album. Do you know what I mean? Either that or it's the one that you hit the ground running with, but generally that's how we do it. So yeah, God Hates Us. I got into the band around Diablo Musica, but then yeah, God Hates Us All was, I was there when that came out. That was my one. Obviously, September the 11th and all the rest of it that came with it. This one, yeah, it was, I'll go into it a bit later, I guess. But yeah, I remember being very excited, getting it home, and I remember putting it on the iPad. No, what's it called? The iTunes. I can't remember what those fucking things are called anymore. iPod.
Yeah.
But you could get, there was different sections, wasn't there? You could get like a big fuck off one.
Mm.
You could get a tiny one, which only ever played shuffle. I had like this little medium one, the size of an After 8 Mint. And I remember putting it on that and listening to it every day. And yeah, this song explodes kind of out the speakers a little bit. I quite like the sort of mid-riff when it happens every goddamn day, runs us away of life. But then it kicks into just like, which I thought was pretty cool. The chorus, you hang on to the chorus for dear life because you're just waiting for a chorus to come along and sort of hook you in. And it's just, it's all just psychotic devotion. It's just when you, now I know Diablo and God Hates Us All are the two most unpopular Slayer albums, but at least those albums, it kind of give you some, like whack you around the head with an opener. I mean, you got Diablo had that kind of atmospheric dark, can't stop the war infection, you know, it's fucking heavy. And then Slayer, God Hates Us All, opens with Disciple, with the obviously that chorus, that jung, 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 with that God Hates Us All, just very simple, diddling, 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 and you remembered that chorus as soon as you heard it, and it was a staple in the band's live set, and it was a regular opener even till the last days, you know, in those finishing tours, it still wasn't.
They always started really heavy, though, and this is just meanders.
And this I was thinking, oh God, yeah, okay. Like, there's no hook. There's no, this is the new Slayer album, you know. And yeah, and things don't get much better, to be honest.
Catalyst, another dodgy one. And I thought I'd never say that, but it is like, it seems like they're painting by numbers. I love Slayer. Fair play, they never wavered, but this isn't what I love. It's a tough pill to swallow, the second track as well. It's a bald, spiky pill. I like the main riff, but that's all I've got for it. It's just, there's just nothing there, and it's just getting on me fucking nerves. And the sound is fucking weird. The tuning is fucking off. The guitars are too low. It's just not Slayer, and I dislike it. It gets better at times, but here it's just getting worse.
Yeah, I agree. This sounds like a Slayer B-side. It's like, this is just, again, there was so much hype around this album for a number of reasons. First off, Dave Lombardo was back in the band.
Yep.
I was perfectly happy with Paul Bostoff, but recognised how significant he was to the band's history. So the fact that he was back in the band was something to take note of. We were just hot off the thing as well, because they had the tour where they were playing Rain in Blood and Fall. And then you bring up the artwork. This was the guy that did the trilogy, so to speak. So Rain in Blood, South of Heaven, and fuck's sake,
Seasons in the Abyss. I had a brain fart there, sorry. And yeah, so that's Larry Carroll. And just the fact that he was doing the artwork again and Dave Lombardo was back in the thing, it was kind of like a full circle kind of vibe was around the album. And Kerry King was really fucking talking it up in interviews as well. I've been playing this to friends and I've said, like, look, be honest with me. And they're like, no, I'm telling you, this is fucking amazing. This is the best thing we've done since Seasons. And I know you should always be alarmed when people start saying,
best since.
This is the best since whatever album, yeah. Yeah. And
when they've got a film that names in the on the front of the film, it's got like star of a bigger film in this one, so you watch it. That's what it's like.
Yeah, and I'm picking Sweet Corn out of this, you know, that little, you know, but still,
I remember just listening to this over and over again, just trying to pick something out of it. And I remember just always enjoying the album while it was on.
Mm.
But at the end of it, just going, I can't. I went to see Slayer on his tour. And I remember thinking, like, if they played a song off the new album, I don't think I'd recognise it if they played it. Even though I've been listening to the fucking thing all week.
They probably would have played it tuned as they normally are. They wouldn't have. I don't think any of these songs are tuned down when they play live because there's too much fannying around.
Yeah.
I don't think they play it like it is on this album at all.
Let me tell you something, right? You know you're in trouble when you've got a band that, you know, you're watching the band and the new album's out and they're touring the new album. When they don't open with a track off the new album, you know something's not right with the new album. Normally it's exciting, isn't it? It's normally like, bang, one, maybe even two new songs off the album. We're like, one, two. Then we'll do a classic, you know, sometimes even three. Or a good chunk of the album is played during the first half of the set. And I remember seeing them at Brixton Academy, and I can even tell you, they opened with Disciple. Then they played War Assemble. Die by the Sword.
Die by the Sword.
And they didn't even introduce Jihad. They the lights went down, and then the plane taking off came up on the screens either side of the stage, and yeah, we'll get to that later. But yeah, there was about, I don't even know if it was that, they were easily like a good half hour into the set before anything off this album came up.
They must have knew. Come on, they must have knew. And what they want to do, what Kerry King wants to do, or hopefully he has by now, is get new friends who tell the truth.
Yeah. Get friends who give a fuck.
Yeah. Not yes men. Let's go on to the next one. Ugh. Skeleton Christ, the guitar sounds like shit. It sounds like corn. The tuning's awful. It makes the music sound slower, even though it's not. And this is like mid-band Crisis Slayer, this. I do like the speed up bit. It's awful. I do listen to Slayer often, but it's the better albums, and so far this has been a big miss. Like, there's one feature I don't mind, though. It's like about 2 minutes 14 seconds. There's a decent little slowdown riff, but again, because it's slowed down and the guitars are tuned down, it sounds slower, and it reminded me of the fact when we're talking about recent Metallica, for example, you're lucky to get 3 or 4 decent songs. And this album is turning into one of them. This is like, they've done it before fucking Metallica did. And I expect loads and I expect fucking some good songs, but all I've had is shit. It's 3 shit songs in a row. What's going on?
Yeah, things don't get much, really. It's just dragging.
And then it kind of speeds up in the chorus.
It's the usual fucking Hell Satan shit. And the thing is, it's not convincing either. Like, you can do like an anti-religious song.
It's just phones in.
I mean, it's one thing to say Hell Satan, but like, again, a track like Disciple was like a genuine anger towards organized religion, you know? And there was a fury in that song. I mean, even now, I listen to that song, and if I'm in the gym, I just want to get a fucking dumbbell and just throw it across the fucking, you know? I'll never accept this fucking church, and I never wanted to be your disciple, you know?
And especially at the end, that dun 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 dun.
Oh yeah, that's
I detest this fucking way. And Paul Bostoff's just all like, you know, he's just fucking going crazy.
And that's another.
It's definitely one of them songs. It's like if you're at a fast paced walk and the last bit comes on, you give it a little extra pace, no matter where you're at. It's one of them. There's none of that here, not one.
Yeah, and I just listen to it in my ear now. I'll take the devil any day.
Hell, Satan! It's just not convincing, is it? I mean, I can listen to any black metal band, some Vital Remains, even Deicide, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, Deicide are getting a little long in the tooth, but even they're not giving it Satan. They kind of approach it from a different thing. But and none of that as well. I could hear, you know, maybe people giving me the Star Wars argument. You've just grown up.
So no, because I feel exactly the same about the old stuff now.
If I've just grown out of it, then the old stuff wouldn't affect me anymore either. This is just subpar.
Well, based on this, I didn't buy it when it came out. I copied it from someone else's CD, and I'd normally go out and buy the CD once it got paid or whatever. Never bought the CD for this one, but it's not changing anymore for Skeleton Christ.
Not really, no.
Eyes of the Insane. I've heard it a few times. It's not a bad song. It's better than the first three. I'll give them that. It's slow tuned, slower. Song and tuned down, but I don't mind it because it kind of reminds me a bit of Divine Intervention, and it is a much better song than the first three. It practically shits all over it, but there isn't all that much to say for it because I'm killed off by the first three songs and I'm just not having it so far.
Yeah, I actually prefer the song. Listening to it for this episode, it was better than I remembered it. Mm. But I remember when I was listening to the album the weeks after it was released, I remember this song really dragging. And I listened to a lot of music on the train into work and then again on the train home. And I remember like around this time, just wanting to fall asleep. And I remember seeing a video around this time as well of them doing this song live. And it looked like Tom or I wanted to fall asleep as well. It just went nowhere. They all just stood there. Dun, 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 dun. Even in my dream. Tom or I just didn't want to be there.
He's had enough by this stage.
It kind of does that. It kind of, like, you know, I know that. Make it stop. Can't take it anymore. But still, it's just fuck off. Just boring.
Yeah, there's a pattern emerging here, but maybe Jihad is the pattern breaker. You can tell what I've watched by what I'm going to say next recently. It's about 9/11 times 1,000. Interesting intro. It kicks in, it isn't bad. This is one of the popular songs from the album. I don't mind it. It's much closer to the Slayer that we loved than the other ones. And okay, it's still tuned funny, and the guitar sound weird, but, like, two half-decent songs in a row, I was getting really woolly. But, like, I even put in the note here that I think when they do this one live, because they've done this one live and I've seen it...
this one's pretty regular, yeah.
Yeah, it's tuned normally. It's not tuned fucking Wankstein style that they've done, so it sounds better, but the talky bit can go fuck itself. But, yeah, I'm clutching at straws in a way, but it's too... okay songs after three really bad ones.
I'm just looking for a couple of live albums here, seeing if it survived. No, it didn't make the last Repentless tour or the tour before it. What about this one where they've got no.
I was just looking at the Blu-ray.
I think they played it live a few times around that time, but this is basically the hit off the album. But even then, it's not much to write home about. And I think again, you're more into your sound and your production than I am. But I think maybe if this was mixed slightly different, it might stick out a bit more. Because that's the thing as well. It's like everything just kind of molds together and nothing sticks out. So. I mean, again, before this album come out, it was just like, right, the boys are back in town, you know, Dave Lombardo's back, they got the old artwork going back. you know, they've
everything
got the fucking
falling into
blasphemy, fucking some mutilated Christ. And it's like, you know, we've got a song called Jihad, and it's about 9/11, and it's from the fucking terrorist point of view. Slayer are taking no fucking prisoners on this one, lads. Yeah. And it's like, no one gave a fuck. It was just like, no one cared. It was just like, it was trying so hard to drum up some sort of controversy, and it's just, no.
It was like a wispy fart in a church, wasn't it, really? No one knows.
And I remember thinking, oh, this one's going to be like fucking Disciple or something. And it was just this fucking... What the fuck is this?
At least the last two songs are a bit better than the other ones. You know, you actually know a little bit of them. But that's not saying all that much, really.
But, you know, you've got that... There's the main riff, and then it comes as, like, choppy bit before the chorus. But, again, it just passes you by. Nothing stands out. And one thing I wanted to say as well, which for the whole album, the fucking hype around this album that Dave Lombardo was back on the drums. Now... What makes Dave Lombardo such a distinctive drummer is that you can airplay his drums. Like, his drum patterns are just as distinctive as the riffs of a song. So if I play, you know, if I sing to you now, like, dun, 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 South of Heaven, yeah. Like, you could sit there and fucking drum to, like, and I'm not a drummer either. But yeah, I know the fucking drums to Angel of Death off by heart and Rain in Blood. And even now, like, I keep forgetting Dave Lombardo was on it.
Yeah, he gets lost in the shuffle big time.
Yeah, it's just like, I used to listen to it weeks after weeks. If it was, this is a new Slayer album, and Dave's back. Let's fucking listen to Dave. And I just forgot he was there by the end of the album. Oh, yeah. Nothing stands out. He literally just supports the fucking song, and that's it.
Dave's not here.
Now, don't get me wrong. Eh?
Dave's not here.
He's not here, yeah.
No.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, if I'm sitting there, you know, YouTube's fucking, everyone does drum cams, and, you know, maybe if there was a video of him, you know, from the back, you know, you have those videos now where someone's got like a drummer's got like a camera over their shoulder in it. Don't get me wrong, maybe there's one of Dave playing a song off this, or maybe someone's doing a cover of one of these songs and it looks fucking awesome, and I'll hold my hands up. But fuck me, man, it's been 14 years.
Yeah,
and I'm not one of these people that just listens to a band to slag it off. You know, I was genuinely excited to hear this, you know.
As was I, and it wasn't very a pirate of the first, and I'll buy it if I like it, and still to this day it's not in the collection.
Yeah.
It may be to fill the gap to make my Slayer collection complete, but until it appears for a pound somewhere, it's not happening.
I think it's pretty safe to say with this episode where this is going. I've not listened to this album for a long, long time. I remember
it has not aged well either.
I remember Dave Ingram Jr., rest in peace, saying like he loved this album, and I was like, the fuck?
And I
kept that in mind. I thought, maybe, you know, I've not listened to it in a long time. I might hear it with fresh ears and I might get into it. You know, that happens. There's plenty of albums I've not thought of much to begin with, and then
a year or two down the line or whatever, or maybe you hear and have a conversation with someone where an album that you don't think much of comes up, and they're like, no, it's fucking awesome. Think about this.
And their enthusiasm's infectious, and it rubs off on you. You go, oh, I'll have to listen to that. I never thought of it like that before, or something like that.
But no, and I don't think I'm going to listen to this album again.
No. I'll listen to the odd song.
Yeah.
I'll listen to the odd song, but not the next song with the worst name ever, Conspiracy. Yeah. It's good little intro. The beginning of the album was horseshit. This is a fast Slayer song. It's short and on point. The tuning can just fuck off, though. It's still good. It's like when Homer drops a donut on the floor, it's still good. And he's, or the pig, was it the pig then? It come out of the barbecue and flew through the air. It's still good. Like, but because it's tuned down, the guitar solo sound like an old cat when it meows at you. Because when I lived up at my mum's, there's this really old cat that would always come up to see me and go, wow, and it sounds like a Slayer solo. That's what spoils it. It's a good song, but the tune just makes it sound shit.
They've always had that weird sound on their solos and, like, main riff. I guess it's like South of Heaven's the main, like, it's the one that, like, you know, it's just like, it is like a odd tune, or the main riff, the Dead Skin Mask. It's kind of like a, it's very distinctive and unique to Slayer, but it sounds like it would be like a regular riff. It sounds like it's being played backwards in a way. Mm. And you've got that on this track, that, you know, and this one's actually the best song on the album so far, actually. That's not saying much.
I don't know, the solo just killed it for me. It just sounds fucking, everything sounds slower, and it could be the fastest song ever. Could be one of Slayer's fastest songs. It's because it's tuned lower. It just sounds slower. Yeah. Pantera managed to balance the fine art of having a lower tuned guitars and bass, but the sound still sounds and quick. Slayer tried it here and it's totally fucking failed.
Reminds me actually of reinventing the steel. It's like everything you want is there, but it's just not, it's not coming together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's go on to Catatonic. I've heard this one a few times. Big intro, slows down, and I want to get off. And it's like 1 minute and 22 in, and it's dragging. It's putting me to sleep, and it kind of moans along. It seems like a really, really long song, and it's not a good song. I was so annoyed when it comes to type the notes. I went for a piss and come back, and it finished. So I was happy because it's a shit song. It just feels so slow.
Funny enough, when listening to this album for this episode, I was actually surprised to find out that Eyes of the Insane was only 3 minutes and 20 seconds. I was like, fucking hell, I thought that was like 5 minutes long.
It's like you're stuck in the mud or quicksand or something. It's just Slayer and quicksand. It's terrible. Yeah,
this is just a slow, drudgy song that kind of just...
It's the piss break at the gig, if he ever plays it live.
It kind of comes together towards the end with the drums getting a bit more intense, but that's just me trying to say something
positive. So Black Serenade, I don't like the main riff. It speeds up.
We are flying through this one.
Yeah, because it's just, you can tell how much we fucking enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it's been tough. It's been a tough few weeks break. Don't mind the main riff. It's better than the last track already. It doesn't sound like he's moaning at you. The last song was a nag, but this has got fast, heavy riffs. Tom doing what he's doing. Dave Lombardo actually is noticeable in this track, so he's doing his shit. It all works, this one. It's much better than what we've got. So I've got three tracks out of fucking how many, whatever we're up to now. And this is well put on point with the new Metallica albums at this stage. But like the slowdown bit around 2 minutes, a little bit of redemption for this one. It's not a bad track, but again, what are we comparing it to? What has come before, and what has come before has been fucking mostly bollocks. So I'm trying to pick out some positivity, because fucking hell, it's one of my favourite bands, but they've had a bad fucking day at the opposite.
Sometimes you just got to be honest, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing as well. It's like, I'm a fan of the band. I'm the one that wants to like this. So what is there for someone who doesn't give a shit, or someone that wrote them off ages ago? And this is what annoys me as well. It's like the amount of shit I get for liking Diablo and God Hates Us All. It's like, yeah, but at least they were trying to do something different. You slag them off all the time, saying that they do the same thing over and over, which I don't actually agree with at all. Don't tell me that there's no difference between Caesars in the Abyss and Show No Mercy, for example. They were still heavy on those albums when everyone else was doing groove metal or turning grunge or whatever. They were still heavier than the going thing at the time. Like God Hates Us All, you know, and Diablo, what was around in those times as well. I mean, look what Napalm Death were doing, you know? So, And at least they still sounded angry. And even if you fucking don't like them and you think it's fucking terrible, you know, I know that song Scrum or Payback's a Bitch, motherfucker.
guilty as charged. Yeah, I don't mind Scrum or the other one.
Yeah, but even if it's corny, at least you've got a fucking reaction out of it. Like, this is just... It's just on that line, isn't it? It's just there to keep you... It's like a lukewarm bath. It's... You don't want to get out because it's freezing when you get out, but staying in, it ain't getting no warmer, so you just let the water keep running over you, trying to get that little bit of warmth out of it. And I'll tell you what it's like. Do you remember when you run in a shower and your boiler's fucked?
Yeah.
And you're hanging on for dear life because you don't want to call the boiler man out because it's going to cost a fortune.
It either freezes you or it burns you alive.
And you're running, you got your hand under the tap or under the shower and it's fucking freezing. And then just then that thing, your mind plays tricks and you go, it's getting warmer. Yeah, it's starting to warm up. It's starting to. And no, it's not. It's still cold. Yep. But you thought for a minute things were starting to warm up, and that's how this is all the way through.
Well, it's this album is. I'll give another analogy with this album. This is like, say today I decide I'm going to become a heroin addict, and I go and see this new person, this new dealer, and I buy some heroin off him. He's going to give me his quality shit, knowing that I'll come back and he can give me whatever. This is Slayer's whatever.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to say. Okay, so let's try and get a more happier perspective with Cult. It's my favourite song on the album. It's a regular on my playlist. It's beastly. It's got a slow intro that builds up to a T. It's been a tough listen, this, but this cleanses the palate for me. The speed up is good. Lombardo owning the kit. And the music and lyrics work well, properly like an actual Slayer band, in inverted commas, should. Like, Religion's a Whore and I Made My Choice 666. Cheesy classic Slayer. For me, it's like they woke up and they went, oh, we need at least one song. And this was it. And this should have been the song that closed the album for me. It's a good song. One good song.
This is the first single that came out. I think they released this like an EP before the album came out. I think the album came out in August. This came out because there was a big thing, because this was 2006.
Mm.
So it was the 6th of June, 2006. 666, get it? And this came out as an EP. I don't know if it was some live tracks or something.
Mm.
But yeah, this came out as a single on June the 6th. And the plan was to get the album out, but they never... I don't know what the fuck they were doing, but yeah, they ran out of time and didn't finish it. But they managed to get this song out. Do you remember as well, there was a remake of The Omen?
Yeah.
It was
fucking terrible.
Yeah, they literally put it out so they could release a film on the 6th of June. That was only reason they made it. It was fucking whack.
Yep.
So, anyway, Cult is... it's Slayer by numbers. No more, no less.
It's come on, let's compare it to everything else. This is better than everything else, though. That's why it's my favourite song, because it's the only one on the
album. Yeah.
It, compare it to this other stuff. This is the best song by half an hour. by a 2 meter distance of COVID. This is that good compared to the rest. But what are we working with? Super Mist. You can tell we hated this. This will be the shortest show ever.
Super Mist.
Or Supremacist or whatever.
Super Mist.
Well, it might as well be called that, because Google tends to respell stuff when it doesn't know the word. Super Mist, even better. Faster song and a faster intro, but it sounds like a Spectrum. You know, the tape player get things years ago, you press play, it goes... That's it. They should have killed it after Cult. This is not a big song. It's a small. It's cold. And it's when us men stand out in the cold too much in shorts or something. It's like that. It's just a floppy cock. There's nothing special here. Bad rhymes. Four songs that are good. Well, let's just say 2.5. I've changed my mind as we're going on with it. Fucking hell, Slayer. This is just what's going on. Weird tuning. Weird recording. Some great tracks. One or two. But mostly the album's just been guff, a big pile of filthy guff.
I'm gonna contradict you. Actually, I think this is when the album actually starts livening up. This is actually my favourite song on the album. I quite like the way that that's slowly ding, 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 ding. And then I hate the thing that we breathe, the same air. But and then the drumming kicks in there with that. I think that's pretty cool. I think it's got a lot of energy, this song. It's just a shame that they put it at the end. And I remember reading a piece in Joel McIver's book on Slayer, where there's a bit of a debate apparently of whether or not Dave Lombardo uses a blast beat on this track.
Mm.
I don't think it's quite there. I mean, I don't think fucking the drummer of like Suffocation or Cryptopsy is going to be worrying.
But nah.
It is a little, again, I was sort of, I remember reading that thing and thinking, fucking hell, like Dave Lombardo does a blast beat, you know? And I remember just listening to this song, listening out for it, going, this is the one with the blast beat. And even then, getting to the end of the song, going, I can't remember. Was there? Wasn't there? I don't know. But yeah, but again, listen to this song. For this album, listening to this episode, sorry, Supremist and Eyes of the Insane.
No, it's Supermist.
Supermist and Eyes of, I'm trying to think of something funny, but I couldn't. Eyes
of Insane. I think Google come up with the funniest line today.
That kind of stick out for me that I liked a little bit better than I did before, but even still, I think this one is going on the shelf and it's staying on the shelf for reference purposes only.
I'm afraid.
4 out of 10, and it'd be lower if it wasn't Slayer.
Yeah, I was going to say 5, but I wouldn't argue with you. I've got no reason to argue for that extra point. So I'll agree with you.
It's got fucking nothing, to quote McGregor.
I think I remember someone recently asking in a chat or something what was the most disappointing album, and I can categorically say this one and Morbid Angel's Interlude. Divanus Insanus, or whatever the fuck it was called. And that was the same sort of thing as well. Dave Vincent was back in the band. Pete, I forget his name now, from the original drummer, had to leave because of he had a spine injury.
Mm.
So you had, what's his fucking name? Guy from Hate Eternal. I can't remember. He was Tim Young. Young up and coming drummer, you know. So he was in the band, and you had Destructor from another band I really like, Misfork, or whatever the fuck they're called. I can never pronounce the name. And he wrote 2 songs on the album, and those 2 songs are actually the 2 Saving Grace album songs on it. Mm. But it was like a mixture of old and new. And again, it like Morbid Angel hadn't put an album in fucking ages at that point, and it was like, this was going to be the reset button. This was the band that, like, set the trends. This was, you know, one of the forebearers of death metal, and then they're going to show all these young bucks how it's done, and there's a load of fucking Rob Zombie songs on it. It was like, what the fuck? And so for different reasons, but, yeah, then I remember this was the same sort of thing. It was like, yeah, the new Slayer album, with, you know, and it was just, for all the talk in the coming months. I mean, again, they released a song in June and the album didn't even fucking come out in August.
Mm.
And it was just, oh. I remember just being totally deflated and just, again, just listening to it over and over just to pick something out of it. And it was just,
I think mine was Load, because they'd done 2x4 live at a gig when I saw Metallica. And yeah, it was just like, this could be fucking good. This could be a good album. And then when it hit, it was just fucking diarrhea. And it was the biggest letdown I've ever had with any band. But this is quite close. But I have a habit of forgetting the bad things in life, because if you hold on to it, it makes you fucking twisted. And I'm glad I've let go of this, because I'm letting go of it again as soon as we're fucking done with it, because it's just gone. As quick as we've done it, this show, this album's never be spoke of again. It's just fucking terrible. And it's a big letdown for me. And yeah.
It's a letdown for me and a letdown for him.
Yeah. So, what a really short show, but Christ, if I don't want to be depressed. I have to make dinner in a minute and I just probably won't eat. I might just sit in the shower and turn it to cold.
And listen, it's a shame when, you know, I'm not one for slagging off bands. I take no pleasure in giving something a bad review, you know, and Slayer's one of my favourite bands, but you got to be honest, you know.
And, you got to label shit, and this is it. Yeah. So have you got any new magazine stuffs, anything to plug?
The new issue of Metal Legion is now out. It's out in print as well.
Nice.
Cult Never Dies. I don't know if it's a .com or .co.uk, but it is a UK seller. They've got copies because they sent out a thing today, like a promotions thing of new stuff they got in stock, and I noticed they've got it. If you're in America, check out hellsheadbangers.com. Or if not, check out Metal Legion. That's Metal Legion, all one word, one L. Check out metallegion.com or the Facebook page and get a couple of issues or get yourself a bundle deal with a CD. And yeah, it's good stuff in there, so check that out.
Yeah, it's 100,000 times better than this album, so go and do it, go and read stuff, support people who listen to albums and get really upset about them and write reviews. At Rock Show Online Twitter, The Rock Show Online on Facebook. If you enjoyed the show, share the show. Don't be a cunt. Thanks very much for listening. See you later.